So I thought it was appropriate with the smoke coming in today to remember all the different September 11ths that I have that kind of are little pieces of milestones for my life. The one that, the most famous one that we all know was on 2001. And that was my third season fighting fires. And I was actually out fighting a fire that day. And after that day, you know, the impact that it had, the choices that, you know, I was still a young wife, no kids at that time. But it, in some ways, September 11th of 2001 changed the course of my life. Other ways, it gave new perspective and gave space to my thinking and a pause to the path that I thought for sure I was going to be on until I probably couldn't move anymore. Because I was determined I was going to be a wildland firefighter for the rest of my life. I found something I was happy in. I thought, this is it. This is, you know, everyone has one career, if that's what my thinking, and that they're happy with and they stay with it. And then God has other plans. And there are things that when we say goodbye to different paths or when we have those life-altering experiences, there are things that are lost to us. And as we are looking into the text this week, we remember perhaps those in our lives or in our community, those things in our personal experiences that we have lost or have been lost to us. And Christ today talks about the lost coin and the lost lamb and how the person, the shepherd, leaves the 99 and goes and looks for the one that is lost. And the widow who, or the woman who had the coins, tore apart her house searching for that one lost coin out of the 10. And it talks about rejoicing in those moments that they have found those things. But it's probably not a quick snap of the finger when you lose something. It may be a longer experience for us until we find the joy or the path that we are supposed to be on, or that piece of us that has been missing for a long time. And it takes time and almost like intentional looking at, tearing apart and looking at, where you seek those things that you might be missing, tearing apart, like she said, tearing apart her house looking for that coin, where we tear apart the different emotions that we're experiencing, those different pieces of our life that don't make sense anymore, to find that one thing that might be missing. And the truth that I discovered that I think might be deeper than the lost person was that it does affect us. It was told at one point before I was probably seminary and when I was in chaplaincy that it was like a stroke victim that only had one part of their body that I could use. And it didn't realize that. Because I was just going about, I could no longer fight fires. I was trying to find a new path. I knew I have kids. I'm going to raise my kids. I'm going to be happy. And that's that. But not until I got into seminary and then I got into chaplaincy that I discovered there was a part of me that was missing. That joy, the enthusiasm, the relationships that I could have, the conversations with one another to bring color into other people's rooms, and to have that listening presence to hear those who are going through those same kind of losses. And it's that pathways that we discover, those the things that we lost, those dreams, those loved ones, and when we might perhaps feel disconnected or lost to God, that we think, how are we going to move forward? What needs to be unveiled? How can we find this thing that was lost? And what I've reconciled with is that we are never truly lost. The truth is that God is with us, that God is in us, and we are in God, so we cannot be lost. God cannot lose us because we are in God. We are in the continual relationship that builds and moves and flows, that we get fed. Our spirit gets fed, so then we can in turn feed one another. And we can collaborate with the divine to see where we can best feed the community or our own lives, or that one person that we think of that might need a little cheering up today. And for me, that truth that God is with us, God in us, and that we are in God gives me hope. Hope for when my life changes course to an unexpected divot, to find joy in a new ministry that, I tell you, is better than fighting fires. It gives me such passion and joy that each day I get to be amongst you, that I get to celebrate life, the ups and downs that we get to experience. And it's remembering that what was lost can be found. Our joy, our hope, our peace, the grace that we extend to one another, that is through our relationship with God that we find those things that are lost, the relationship with the divine. So as we go about our day and our week, I hope that you remember that, or think about how your lives have changed, probably with even this year, and how we find God and how we are with God moving forward. Amen.